امیر رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بل موجبتن. حضرت جابر رضی اللہ عنہ says that once a Bedouin villager came up to رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and he asked him, what are two things that are compulsory? قال من مات لا يشرك بالله شيئا دخل الجنة. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم replied, that person who passes away in such a condition that he hasn't ascribed any partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other words, he hasn't made any shirk. So in other words, this person, he only thing he did was he believed in the wahdaniyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. He didn't do anything extra. And at the same time, he didn't commit shirk. So this person came with no a'mal. But at the same time, he didn't commit any shirk. What will happen? دخل الجنة. This person will enter Jannah. So this hadith is showing us hope. That a person, despite his actions not being so good, but Allah's clemency and Allah's mercy is so much, that the fact that the person didn't commit shirk, he didn't ascribe a partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter Jannah. So this is one compulsory thing. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, وَمَنْ مَاتَ يُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا دَخْلَ النَّارِ. Islam is total balance, creates hope, and at the same time it warns us of doing wrong. That person who passes away, but he ascribes a partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, دَخَلَ النَّارِ, he will enter the fire of Jahannam. Today's hadith, an Anas radiallahu anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa Mu'adh, radifuhu ala al-rahli. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, he was the personal attendant, the khadim of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for approximately 10 years, from the age of 9 to the age of 19 years old. How fortunate he was in his prime ages. He was in the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, learning directly from him. So he mentions that once Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was riding on his conveyance, Mu'adh radiallahu anhu was also on the conveyance just behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala ya Mu'adh. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's style was such, whenever he was with young people, he would advise them. Something for us to learn. Many times people have got something known as experience behind them. And experience comes with time, it comes with age, it comes with seeing things and witnessing things. These are things we should try and share with the youth, try and share with the youngsters, so they can also learn from our experience. So this is like a traveling in a car, young boy with him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam starts to advise him. Obviously no cars at that time, so they were traveling on an animal. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees the young boy here, and what he does? First thing he does, he starts giving good advice, nice advice. So this is something for us to remember when we have children, etc. Try and teach them something, or try and, if we don't have anything to teach them, at least share with them our experiences where they can learn and take from the experiences. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, O Mu'adh, qala labbaik ya Rasulullah wa sa'adik. So immediately he says, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at your service I am present. Qala ya Mu'adh. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Mu'adh, qala labbaik ya Rasulullah wa sa'adik. Again he replied, ya Rasulullah, I am present, I am at your service. Qala ya Mu'adh. Qala labbaik ya Rasulullah wa sa'adik. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this three times. In other words, to express love for the young boy, to express love for Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu. And he also was out of total respect, not saying that I already answered you, why are you asking me again? But to show total obedience, total love, something for us to all learn. It doesn't matter how many times Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but out of love and compassion, he's replying, Lambaik wa Sa'adaik, I'm totally at your service, ready for whatever you wish to say. Thalathan. So he said this, Qala labbaik ya Rasulullah wa sa'adik. Thalathan. Three times he repeated this. Qala ma min abdin yashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh sidqan min qalbihi illa harram allahu ala al-nar. There isn't any person, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there isn't any servant who testifies that there is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. Sidqan, meaning sincerely, he genuinely testifies that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is none worthy of worship except Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is his servant and messenger. Min qalbihi illa harram Allah. And he is testifying and he is sincere about it from his heart, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the fire of Jahannam haram upon that person. So here again we see there isn't much amal, there isn't much actions. But this is the clemency and the love and the mercy that all this person is doing genuinely. He believes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one, and he genuinely believes that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the fire of Jahannam haram upon this person. Qala ya Rasulullah, afala ukhbiru biha an-nas fayastabshiru. So immediately Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu says, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should I inform people of this, so that they can also get this glad tidings that you are telling me about? They can also, must I inform them about this? One thing we learn from here is mashura. This sounds like such a simple thing. I heard a hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how great it is, and now naturally I should be conveying it. But what did he do, this young boy, Hazrat Mu'az bin Jabal? He made mashura with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This shows us that mashura is done at every step, even for something that we think is good. We still should make mashura with somebody senior, somebody who's more experienced, somebody with more ilm, so that we can benefit, or we may see another angle that we haven't seen. So here he's asking Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for mashura. Should I tell people about this now, what you have just told me? Qala, إِذَنْ يَتَّكِلُوا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in other words, told him, don't do that, because people will just rely on this. Now they won't want to do any extra action. They'll just rely that they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they believe in the Messenger, and they won't want to do anything else extra. So because of this, they'll start relying on this, and they'll become a bit lax as far as the amal is concerned, so don't tell them. فَأَخْبَرَ بِهَا مُعَاذٌ عِنْدَ مَوْتِهِ تَأَثُّمًا مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. How then, one may ask him, how did we come to know this hadith? Hazrat Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, he didn't mention it. So what happened was, just before his death, this last part of the hadith is saying, just before he had passed away, out of fear that he may be concealing ilm, he may not be sharing ilm, so out of that, in the last part, just before he could pass away, he shared this hadith. This is what he heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can imagine how it affected him, how well he remembered it, that at the latter part of his life, he related it, so that he doesn't become a sinner by hiding something. So therefore, there's a lot of times we know a lot of things of deen, we may have learned something, we shouldn't hide it, we should share it. If there is benefit, then we should share it. Sometimes for ulama or people that know something, at a certain juncture, it is better for them at that point not to mention it, but they may mention it at another time. We learn this principle from this hadith of Hazrat Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu anhu. At that particular time along his life, he didn't mention it. And the last part, now he felt that if I don't mention it, then nobody will come to know of this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So at that appropriate time, so one other lesson we learned from this hadith is there's something known as Moqa Shanasi, that there's a time for everything. We don't rush and do everything at one time. There is time for everything. Even to relate a hadith, there is a correct time for that also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of benefiting from these hadith and bringing it into practice. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.